Welcome, welcome, welcome to Take My Life to 10 podcast show with your host, Tracy Horton, here every Friday night at 7 p.m. to discuss everyday life and career topics that will motivate you and educate you to help you make a positive difference in your life and the life of others. All for the purpose to find love, peace, and happiness. Welcome. We're going to jump right in. So buckle up. We're going to have a good time tonight. We are coming to the close of 2021. So what are we going to do? Are we purging the negative or are we going to fertilize the positive? My first thought process was, you know what? I've been through a lot this year. And I'm just going to purge. I'm just going to sit down, go through all the negative things that has happened to me, go through all the people I have lost as far as friendships and the betrayals. And I'm just going to let it go. I'm going to purge it. I'm just going to get it out my system and just move on. And then it hit me. I was like, why would we do that? Why would I do that? Why would I sit at the end of the year? God has blessed me with another year. I'm coming to the close of a year. I made it through COVID, and I'm going to spend my energy to sit and rethink, rehash, and relive the negative things that happened in my life. And I'm like, no, that makes absolutely no sense. At the end of the day, whatever happened that may have hurt you, that may have disappointed you, that may have just broke your heart, is over, is done. It's not even in the thought process anymore, because we need to get to a place where you could hurt me, you could disappoint me. You could do whatever you feel you want to do, need to do, because that's your choice. That's your free will to make a decision on how you're going to treat someone else. But that is not a reflection of me. It has nothing to do with me. And I'm not going to carry that on any further. So instead of me sitting here saying, oh, this person did that to me, that person did that to me, and oh, that's so messed up, and I didn't deserve that, I'm not doing that. I'm taking the time to think about all the good things that have happened to me in 2021. I'm going to think about the blessings that has been in my life for 2021. I'm going to think about what I did right in 2021. And I'm going to take that time to say, okay, I did this and this was the result. That works for me. So now I need to say, I need to do more of that. And what did I not do that could have made that good thing better? So for me, it's I don't have discipline. I'm terrible with discipline. So that is my number one priority to focus on, because I have to fertilize the good. So in order to fertilize the good, I need to find out what I need to do more of to make it good, better, greater, because I could have been so much further than I am now if I was more disciplined. But I can't be mad because I did something that I was so afraid to do. But I did it. And that is like the greatest accomplishment for me in 2021. I started my podcast and I am enjoying it. Although I've had hard times where I didn't think that I was doing the best that I could. But the compliments that I received and how people said they really enjoy it and listen to it and it made a difference in their life, it's worth all the anxiety that I still feel every time I go live and record a show. So I'd rather take my time at the end of the year to focus on that. So what are you going to focus on? What are you going to sit there? Are you going to purge 2021 or are you going to fertilize 2021? That's the question that I'm going to leave with you. This is a very, very short show. It's not a lot that I need to say. I just need you to start thinking Christmas is right around the corner and then the new year will be here. So what are you going to do? You need to figure out what it is you are going to do for the end of 2021. Therefore, that's going to set you up for the foundation for 2022. So you could say, yeah, purge, get rid of the negative and, oh, rehash it and just write down everything that you want to get rid of in 2021. Doesn't matter. Keep it moving. If they're not in your life right now, today, and you don't have to deal with them, talk to them, be bothered with them, then you don't need to be bothered. It's nothing that you need to rehash. Use that lesson that you obtained to move forward in 2022 with a renewed mind, a renewed goal, and pace to do something greater than you did in 2021. So, very short, very sweet, but the question is, what are you going to do? Are you purging 2021 or are you fertilizing it? Make the choice. I want to thank you for tuning in, and sorry I've been a little ghost for a little while. I had to do some self-care for a minute, but I'm back and I'm renewed and I'm ready to make things happen in 2022. And I hope you will join me for the ride. I look forward to talking to you soon. Have a good week and I will see you next week. Be blessed, be happy, be safe.